I want to talk about the tragedy that is happening now. My friends, if you are new, my name is Alvaro and this is a channel Uniquely Mary. Please like and subscribe and support this channel in any of the different ways mentioned down below. So when we look at the situation with Ukraine and Russia, why do we care so much? Why does it affect us? Why are we so scared? Well, among other things, it could be World War III, but I think there's a deeper reason than that. And I want you to hear me out. I really think that this is a metaphor for what's happening throughout the world. What's the metaphor? What does Ukraine represent? It represents the good guy, the people that love God, the people that want freedom, the small ones, the few that want to protect the goodness that they have. What does Russia represent? Everyone else, the large guy, the bully that wants to control, that doesn't care about God, that wants to take what doesn't belong to it and wants to control other people and invade. Isn't that a metaphor for what's happening throughout the world with this illness that's happening, with the medications that we're being asked to take, with everything that is beginning to happen, with the so-called Great Reset? This is a metaphor for all of that. What we are seeing in Russia and Ukraine is a physical representation of what's spiritually happening throughout the world. So we need to pay attention and we need to learn because God is speaking to us. Those who have ears ought to hear. God is warning us, not just for a potential World War III, but what spiritually might happen to the rest of the world. One of the things that we can clearly see is that there is no guaranteed outcome. The Ukraine really might lose. Russia really might win. And there's very few people actually wanting to physically help the people of the Ukraine. We're trying to help from far away because we don't want to get hurt and in trouble because basically we're cowards. And that's our situation now. For those of us that are the little guys that are protesting, you know what I'm talking about. Who is out there to help us? No one. We're all that's left. We're that small country in a corner with no assistance. Or at least it seems that way. One of the things that we need to be aware of is we cannot let fear take over. We have to draw up as much courage as we can. And not just that, we need to turn to our faith. If there's one weapon that we have that they don't, if there's one weapon that the Ukraine has that Russia does not, is faith. And you see it in the news. They always show that golden cathedral, but that represents faith. And I know in the capital city there are many churches because they are a people of faith. And God has given us a sign, something that I've spoken of before. So in a previous video that I'll link right here, I talked about the holy souls as your very own army. And many of you like the idea. Some of you could care less, and some of you were outright against it. You thought it was crazy or you didn't agree. Well, I think this goes to show that I was correct. When we are backed in a corner and when the rest of the world is against us, who will come to our aid? Guess who? No one. Except the souls in purgatory. God gave us a sign. There was that diplomat from the Ukraine, and do you remember what he said? Did you hear it? He said, "There is no purgatory for war criminals. There's only hell." When he said that word, purgatory, it's like God touched my ears and said, "Did you hear that? That was my sign." Invoke the souls in purgatory. Call upon them, because the army that we are facing, represented by Russia, is way more advanced, way stronger, and has better weaponry than what we have. So we need a greater army. We need the souls in purgatory to come to our aid. My friends, if this doesn't convince you, then I don't know what will. Those who have ears ought to hear.